Our kids need support. They are struggling.
Christine Mendoza is co-chair of the Buffalo Parent Teacher Organization. Mendoza says with all the problems facing city school students, the next superintendent must put children first.
Our biggest factor is poverty, and I know a lot of people say, well, that doesn't matter. It absolutely matters. We don't have resources in our classrooms. They keep just expecting us to do more and more mandates that we don't even fund. Okay. There's so many issues that the things that we need don't get to the kids.
Small class sizes. That is like the number one thing that we need. We need more teachers.
Mel Holden is a City Honors teacher and Buffalo school parent. She's been teaching since 1999 and has watched many school leaders walk in and out of City Hall.
The money with the SIG grants, that money never really makes it to the kids. You know, if you look at the board packets and you examine, you know, where the money is actually being spent, it's going to toward administrators and professional development. It's not going toward, like, hiring, you know, 10 more elementary teachers to bring class sizes down to where they should be.
Holden and others we spoke with blame the State Education Department for attempting to implement receivership. They say it's tearing down the public education system. Alicia Schreiber represents the Native American community. She's also a member of the Parent Teacher Organization, and she is against receivership for failing schools.
Parents will lose their voice if the receivership comes in. Technically, with receivership, the Board of Ed is going to mean nothing because the receiver can go above them. They've already taken over the prisons. We don't need our schools privatized.
Members of Citizen Action and the Alliance for Quality Education posted a number of protest signs outside the Buffalo Board of Education meeting room at City Hall. One boldly states to fire board member Carl Palladino, not school teachers. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.